Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans. Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. In this episode, we interview Bijal Shah, the Communications Chair of Little Essentials. Their mission is to offer at-risk families living in poverty urgently needed children's supplies and parenting education to promote the health, well-being, and safety of their children under 5 years of age.
Today, 30% of children in New York City live in poverty, and Bijal shares with us the programs that Little Essentials offers to help these families in need. We discuss the inspiration to start the organization, and we also learn about the long-term goals and vision of Little Essentials. It was a pleasure interviewing Bijal and learning more about the impact that Little Essentials is having in New York City. So without further ado, this is our interview with Bijal Shah, the Communications Chair of Little Essentials.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. Can you share with our listeners what is Little Essentials and what needs do you guys serve?
Thank you, Crystal and Tim, for having me. Little Essentials is a nonprofit in New York City serving children and families that are living in poverty. We provide urgently needed supplies and parenting education to these families by partnering with community organizations, shelters, and other social service agencies. We run out of small donated space in a Manhattan warehouse where we have a staff of three that runs operations, and we rely on our wonderful volunteers to help us prepare packages for families based on the specific needs and requests.
That's amazing. What was the inspiration to start Little Essentials?
Our founder and board president, Sandy Trombert, started Little Essentials from her home in Brooklyn. She saw a post from a volunteer at Healthy Star who was looking for items for a mother whose husband had been deported to Honduras. This mother was pregnant and had three other little ones and was in danger of being evicted. Simultaneously, Sandy knew a community of moms who were posting to looking to pass on their gently used baby items. So she drove around Brooklyn and collected items from these parents and gave them to Healthy Start for this Honduran mom. Healthy Start was so desperate for items, they called Sandy back a few weeks later looking for items for a 19-year-old woman who was pregnant and on her own living in a shelter having escaped an abusive relationship. And then from there, she started requesting items on the listserv of the moms she knew that were looking to pass on their baby items, and the response she got was just incredible. The moms in Sandy's neighborhood reached out to her to support her in starting a nonprofit to address this need, and then in the next year, from June 2010 to May 2011, that's when Little Essentials was born, really from this community of support and this organic need that Sandy saw in her own community.
That's amazing. And, you know, we were checking out your site and we saw a stat that said 30% of children in New York City live in poverty. That is insane. That's really eye-opening. Can you walk us through some of the programs that you guys offer that reach these children in need?
Yes, the statistics are startling. And we are a small nonprofit with big goals, so we are trying to address the needs of many of these children. We focus on children aged 0 to 5, and we have a few aspects of our program, but our donation program, we offer clothing and gear like strollers, pack and plays, bassinets for new parents. And we also offer books and toys for children aged 0 to 5, shoes, warm coats in the winter. The winters in New York City are pretty brutal. Our donation program works by we put calls out into the communities for parents to pass on their new and gently used baby items because, you know, as a parent myself, I've experienced being able to have an item for a very short amount of time, and then you're really looking to pass it on to someone who could really use it. So the program basically works by reusing and recycling this, and that's also nice because we have this strong environmental impact. We're also a member of the National Diaper Bank Network, and last year we were given a grant to purchase branded bins, and we ask that schools and local businesses, residences host these bins to do drives for us to collect new and gently used items. And then we take those items in our warehouse, we clean them, we sort them, we use, like, we have corporate and individual volunteers that come in and help us do this. And then we package them into orders and bundles for families in need. And these are 25 partner organizations place orders based on their families. They give us information about their families and what they're looking for, and we package an order for them. We also provide educational workshops on parenting, baby care, infant CPR, literacy, and managing finances. And as we grow this element of our program, we are hoping to reach more topics based on the specific needs of our family, our families that we through our partner organizations. We rely on experts like Tribeca Pediatrics and other experts from our board and from our advisory council to deliver workshops in the communities where the families reside so that the workshops can be right in those communities. I just wanted to add that we also host direct community events periodically throughout the year to promote education, but also to give supplies directly to families in need. So we've done school supplies, giveaways. We did a big Tom's Shoe event where we partnered with, we were given corporate donation from Tom's, and we did a huge give out event where we had families come, and that was in Brownsville in Brooklyn. Last summer we did a literacy book event where we gave away books in English, Spanish, and Mandarin to children in the Lower East Side with another partner. Every year in the holidays, we work with shelters to do a big toy drive and give toys to families, you know, directly. This year it was in Brooklyn, and we strive to increase to do those events more frequently.
Y'all are doing a ton. I mean, that is amazing. You said it's three of you, and you guys are making a huge impact, making all the right connections. And you mentioned that you guys are setting big goals. What is the long-term vision for the organization?
That's a great question. Our vision is to grow and reach more children in New York City by expanding our services. We have served over 37,000 New York City children, and in 2019 alone, we served 4,061 children. Our goal for 2020 is to serve 5,500 children. I think in the long range, in the future, we hope to provide more comprehensive services by opening a physical space in the communities we serve where families can come and receive supplies they need, but also use it as a resource to have a library there and other community-based support.
Those are some big numbers, and that's super, super exciting. The thing about what you guys are doing is there's always going to be families in need with little ones. That's going to be a continuous thing. So I just see this organization continuously growing. You know, the more people that you guys help, they're going to spread the word. And then that's kind of how it grows. And you can really touch a lot of people's lives. What is a success story that, you know, that you've experienced that you'd like to share?
To piggyback on what you were saying, last year, because there's always going to be families who have things that they want to pass on, and also families in need. One part of our program that we're really proud of is that we, in 2019, distributed 38,000 pounds of materials. And so that keeps all of that out of landfills.
That's amazing.
And that's one piece that we're also very proud of, that we tried to, you know, we have very high quality standards of the things we do take, but we do like to take the gently used items so that they can have a second chance at life.
So you're saving the world at the same time. Awesome.
There you go, saving the environment.
We're trying. So a success story, I was going to say, in the past year, we've had a wonderful year of growth. We hired a volunteer coordinator for the first time, and we grew our staff to three people. And then this past January, we're able to move our three staff members from part-time to full-time, which will help us reach more families. But the real success of our story is in really the small stories of the families and the mothers and the parents that we serve. And one such example is a young teenage single mother who we were able to help get essentials for her premature baby. Her name is Leandra, and she was a young mother of two who grew up in foster care, and she aged out of the system on her own. She had a high-risk pregnancy and an emergency C-section 12 weeks early. So the agency that was working with her placed an order for the immediate items that she needed, but her baby was still in the NICU, so they only asked for main necessities. So then when her baby was discharged from the NICU, mom couldn't work. She was staying home to take care of her baby. And, you know, I personally had twins who were in the NICU, so I understand that this is really hard, especially if you don't have the support and the money to be able to care for your child. The stress of all this, she had had ACS, which is Administration for Children's Services, involved in the past. And so she wasn't getting help because she had had an ACS charge against her in the past. She really needed little essentials to provide her with strollers, clothing, warm clothing, a bath net for safe sleep, these things so that, you know, she could look after her baby and her baby's health, especially during the winter. And, you know, the partner agency said that what we provided her with was life-changing.
Wow.
So to us, like, the success of our organization is in these stories of the individuals that we're able to help.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing. I know that there are a lot of challenges with running a nonprofit. And besides funding, what would you say is the biggest challenge facing Little Essentials?
One of our biggest challenges is transportation to our community partners. So basically, our warehouse is located in Lower Manhattan, and it's in the basement of Tribeca Pediatrics, and they generously donated the warehouse for us. So while we are close to people who can drop off and donate items, we are not that close in proximity to the families and children that we serve. So right now we are working to provide a delivery service, but we really haven't received the funding that we need to get to be able to provide transportation to all of our partners. And in New York City, the city operates based on public transport. So imagine if we're giving 5 orders to an agency and they have 5 strollers and, you know, 10 bags of clothing and other gear that they need to transport back to, you know, in the Bronx or in Queens. It's very challenging for them to be able to take public transport to do that. And not all of our partners, you know, their small agencies themselves have the funding to provide for, you know, a taxi ride. And so we are trying to work to increase our delivery services. But I would say that's like one of the biggest challenges that we face going forward.
If anyone has a hookup with Uber, Lyft, transportation vans, please, please, please get in touch with Little Essentials because they need it. They're doing good things. And this is the whole point of having this podcast, to connect with people that can help in their own ways. So please feel free to reach out to us, or Big Giles should be able to help you guys out with that.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, in a perfect world, what would you guys want? Would it be to have, you know, I know you guys are connected with a bunch of different organizations. Would you want to have your own vans? Would you want to have, you know, somebody like Amazon volunteer their delivery services? In a perfect world, what would you guys want?
Wow, thank you guys. That, you know, I think a delivery service would probably work best for Manhattan, given the situation where if we had our own van, if someone was willing to donate a van, that we obviously that would be amazing. But you know, we have to consider parking and the cost of maintaining a vehicle. So, I mean, we're open to any sort of solutions, partnering with Amazon or Lyft or Uber, any of these. Right now we use like small local delivery services, but, you know, we pay for the services. Mm-hmm. So any sort of in-kind donations in that way, we are absolutely open to that, because this is a resounding need year after year that our partners tell us. We hold a partner summit where we ask for feedback every year, and this is what they always tell us. And so we're really working to, you know, to really get in front of that obstacle.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. On a more personal note, what would you say is one advice that you would give to anyone listening to this podcast, whether it be about the nonprofit or something that you experience in your personal life or just something that you've heard? What's one advice that you would share?
if I could share two things. One is professional, and I've worked in nonprofit for the majority of my career. Prior to working with Little Essentials, I was a public defender, and I've learned from all these experiences that it's really important to set short-term and long-range goals and to put in place a plan of action how they can be achieved. And I suggest that, you know, take risks, reach out to the community, and you're surprised with what you can do with, you know, drive, determination, and what, you know, what you want to seek to achieve. On a personal note, I would recommend that people travel as much as possible. I've traveled around the world and lived in other places, and it really gives you an understanding of people, and it makes you realize how we can all connect with one another and have a better understanding, and it really makes the world a smaller place. So those are my two pieces of advice.
Thank you so much, Bijal. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today. And for our listeners who want to get involved with Little Essentials, how can they get in touch with your organization?
Yes, Tim. They can. You can follow us on social media on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is @LEHelp, or on Twitter, it's Little Essentials. It's one word, just one E in the middle. And our website is littleessentials.org. And our email is info@littleessentials.org.
That's great. Again, thank you so much. What you guys are doing is amazing, and you're helping so many families. And it's wonderful to see. And we can't wait to continue to watch your journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.